The Great Flood. The year 1789 was the year of a great flood and the start of a number of hard years in Nord-Österdalen. The previous winter was long and cold, and the snow didn't melt until very late. In May, the mountains were still covered with snow and the ice lay thick on most lakes. It wasn't until the end of July that things started to change. First, the farmers suffered days of heavy showers. This coincided with a sudden period of high temperatures, and for several days, the ice and snow melted during relentless rain showers. Streams and rivers filled up, the soil became soaked, and water found new ways down the hillsides. A flood became inevitable. And eventually the river Glomma, which had turned brown with clay, swept over the landscape like a rake through grass. The bottom of the valley resembled a brown lake with floating trees and branches, buildings, newly sown crops, and even animals. Landslides frequently occurred on the hillsides, and new hills and hummocks were formed. Most fields with crops were affected by the flood and were covered with a layer of clay, sand, pebbles and rocks. Fortunately, due to its location high above the level of the river, the Husan farm wasn't affected by the flood. But 12 other farms in Alvdal lost buildings to the water masses. How did the people living at Husan react to this disastrous event? Most likely, they busied themselves with helping their neighbours, as events such as these would have called for collective efforts. Afterwards, much labour was needed to clear the land and prepare it for growing crops again. A great deal of soil had been washed away and the community was affected for a whole generation before crops were able to give full yields.